Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, once again, you are now tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He will be sharing with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly to God's Word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's Word together once again on tonight. Especially for the first-time listeners, whether you're dialing in by phone for the first time or you're listening through social media platforms around the world for the first time, again, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to go into God's Word on tonight. But we are getting ready to go to God's throne. I'm asking all listeners to please touch and agree with me as we pray, because we know that the Word of God is being fulfilled each and every day. We see the signs that the Word of God is true. God is not a man that he shall lie. His Son Jesus is not a man that he shall repent. What we are seeing going on in the world today was foretold in God's Word. So we should not be alarmed. Don't be afraid. But we can always depend on God, knowing that he's in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So that's why we're going to go to his throne of grace on tonight. Once again, I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, thanking you first and foremost for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see or what we hear, even what we think. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, and all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made, and you've allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger, while we slept and slumbered and slept all through the night. Even as we traveled, and even if we didn't go anywhere out of our homes on today, you are with us. Your angels are watching over us, protecting us, and keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. For this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. We also come thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are still healing, you're delivering, and you're setting your people free. So continue to touch your people that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus. I even lift up my own self on tonight, Heavenly Father. You know my situation that I'm going through, so I claim total healing. In the name of Jesus, I know that the enemy came to me last night as I was trying to slumber and sleep last night and tried to whisper different things in my ear that's not according to your word, not according to your will. So I rebuke those demons in the name of Jesus, and I declare and decree by faith that I'm healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Not only me, but everyone that's going through. Heavenly Father, we know that you know all about our situations. And you are a promise keeper. You said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we're standing on your word by faith, knowing that you are going to do just what you said you would do. It's all in the name of Jesus we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know how to reach them, Heavenly Father. Even though we are in the weakness, we just provide words of comfort to them, but sometimes we're not able to give them the relief that they need. So we know that you are the comforter. We know that you are able to bring them joy, let them feel your peace, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. So touch, heal, and deliver even those that are bereaving on tonight in the name of Jesus all over the land. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them remember to look always into the hills from which cometh their help, even as they are grieving and going through the bereavement period. Let them always look to you for their source of strength and help. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray and ask you to move by your spirit on tonight through your word, through your man of God, as you use him on tonight, that as your people hear your word on tonight, even those that may be listening in for the first time and those that may be listening in through social media platforms around the world that are not saved in Jesus' name, that have not opened their mouth and confessed your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. It's our prayer, our hope and desire that on tonight, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, but they will receive it in the name of Jesus. And they will ask with their own mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, will come into their hearts and save them on tonight. And they will come to know and fulfill their God purpose in the earth that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we also lift them all those that are faithful listeners that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform and ministry, whether they dial in by phone or they listen through social media platforms around the world. We lift them up to you and ask you to grant them the desires of their hearts that will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight through this worldwide ministry platform, that you alone will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying, don't compare your life with others. There is no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, someone needs to hear this, because some people are comparing themselves to other people. So this word is for you on tonight if you are one of those individuals. This scripture proof of thought, once again, says unto all of us on tonight, compare your life with others. There is no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time. I want the worldwide listeners to know and remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at alllowercase_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. So we're getting ready to go to our music break right now. Then following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go into God's word. Enjoy the music break on tonight, and we will be right back. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to play the other version of that song because I have some interruptions on it, and I do want you all to get the full meaning of this song. No matter what we're going through, God deserves our total praise, and we need to continue to encourage one another to give God glory, honor, and praise no matter what it looks like. So that's why I'm going to go back to the other version of the same song, and I'm not going to play its entirety, but I do all want you to get the meaning of this song, Total Praise. Thank you. Yes, total praise. God deserves our total praise. Listen, on tonight, I just want your listeners to know that God has blessed this worldwide platform. We have a lot of new first-timers that are going to be coming forth, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ within the next few weeks. And so I definitely want you all to be tuning in so that you don't miss out on what God is going to be saying through his vessels, through the different ones that are going to be coming forth over this worldwide platform. God is opening doors for other people to be able to share his word and share their testimonies over this worldwide platform, that he, God, would get the glory. And that's why I'm so excited about this worldwide ministry and platform, what God is doing, and that the listeners can receive God's word, be blessed by God's word, and strengthened by his word, and through the testimonies that are going to be coming forth through new people that's going to be sharing this worldwide platform. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise in advance. So also, we want to continue to lift each other up in prayer. God's word is true. We see that the enemy is on the prowl. I mean, it's unbelievable what is going on, but yet it is believable because we see it happening every day, everywhere we go. So when we leave our homes, we don't know if we're going to make it back safely or not. Even in our homes, we don't know if we're going to be safe. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need to continue to stay in God's word and pray and lift each other up in prayer, because the enemy is doing what he said he was going to do. He's going into the church houses now, killing people in the church house, the house of worship. You can't even go to the grocery store now without the enemy being there. Children are being slaughtered in the schools. Every day on the news, you hear so many different violent reports. You kind of don't even want to turn on the TV or turn on the radio because you're hearing so much death all over the land, especially in America. So we need to be praying. So that's why we thank God that he's in control. He still sits high and look low, and we thank God that all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. So that I'm asking all one and everyone to stay encouraged in God's word. Don't forget to pray and lift each other up in prayer. So now we are ready to receive none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to share with us on tonight another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly into God's word. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. I thank you, Brother Brown. Give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, to God, my Father, to all of my Father's children. It is, once again, an extreme pleasure and awesome responsibility to bring forth God's word to God's people. Now, this is not my word. It's God's word. But, Brother Brown, I don't hope you don't mind me not necessarily going off program tonight, but due to the things that's been happening in down there in Texas, I have an additional poem, if you don't mind, that I read, because it might be, you know, we don't know who's listening tonight. And it's
that's
somebody
right.
That needs to, you know, and it's somebody that needs to hear this poem. And it's called...
Amen.
And
go
this
ahead.
Is dedicated, okay, and this is dedicated to all of, not only the children in Uvalde, but those in Buffalo and all of those people that have been victims of mass shootings. And it's called One Too Many. One too many mothers, their heart will explode with pain, will never have a chance to hug their daughters again. One too many fathers will never have the joy that when their son scored his first touchdown, to say, y'all, that's my boy. One too many families will grief too hard to bear, will search and search and search some more with no answers anywhere. One too many wounds and heartaches that can never be healed. One too many places of worship whose seats are left unfilled. One too many disagreements settled down the barrel of a gun. Seems like this madness affecting everyone. One too many people whose hearts are full of rage will kill innocent people no matter what's their age. One too many politicians who say they have our best interests at heart are making a wrong decision that is tearing our nation apart. Then they boldly say, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And they vote against background checks. That's exactly what they do. One too many people who say we have the right to bear arms, but that does not give anybody the right to go out and do us harm. One too many lives that will never be the same. One too many people who can share part of the blame. In this world that we live in, things have gotten pretty rough. But love is the only thing that there will never be enough. Amen. Now, this second poem is pertaining to the lesson is called Time. And it reads, the things we do with time, the things we do with time, we spend time, we save time, we mark time, we run out of time, and we take time. The things that time does for us, it seasons us, ages, it matures, and it prepares. Time keep moving. It cannot stay still. Time gives us a chance to do God's most holy will. Time is calculated by the position of the sun. Time is not impatient, although it waits on the one. Time is not something you can see, touch, or feel. Time is not fictional. Time is for real. Time travel, time covers a span. It doesn't come with instruction. It comes with a plan. Your time may be short. Your time, it may, okay. Okay. Your time, as it may be short, it may be long. You must serve time if you've done something wrong. Gestation is the time that it takes to give birth. Your age is the time that you spend on this earth. Time is the space between two events. Time keeps moving. Time doesn't relent. Time can heal wounds or mend a broken heart. It doesn't take much time for healing to start. Time is not unpredictable. Time is not strange. Time brings progress. Time brings change. Time wakes nature in the spring and it puts it sleep in the fall. Some people don't take time for God at all. Time sometimes moves slow. Sometimes it moves fast. Times allow us to make up amends for our sins of the past. God is monitoring how your time is spent. Whatever you do, take time to repent. So put the Lord on your schedule before it's too late. The time is coming soon for your judgment day. Amen. I'll now go immediately into tonight's lesson, and I'll be reading to you two sets of scriptures, but I'll be, as Brother Brown say, you know, get your pens and papers ready. I'll be reading to you from the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse number 16, and it reads, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Then I'm going to skip over here and go down to Proverbs, the first chapter, around, right around the 23rd and 24th and 25th verse. I'm not going to read all of it. It says, because I have called you, you refuse to listen, and I stretched out my hand, and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my reproof. Also will laugh at your calamity. I will mark when terror strikes you, when terror strikes you like a storm, and your distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will come upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Okay, I've just read to you from the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the 16th verse, then skipping down to Proverbs, the first chapter, verses 24 and 25. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and may it edify our souls forever. Amen. Now,
amen.
If we were to choose a topic tonight, that topic would be missed opportunities. Now, we all Now, this is a universal thing, and this does not apply to myself or Brother Brown or whatever listeners may be tuned in tonight. We all, at one time or another, have received assignments from God, and we missed that opportunity. And it's detrimental unto us if we were to miss these opportunities, because God is expecting for us to do that which he has instructed us to do. Now, going to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, says, making the best use of the time. Okay. Now, I'm going to question you tonight, because I'm going to question myself. And I ask myself, have I been making the best use of the time? Have I been making the best use of my time? And unfortunately for me, the answer to that question is no. Cut off my steady diet of TV. I got to cut off my steady diet of things that is not essential unto my soul salvation. He said, because the days are evil. Now, God is warning us that it's time to get prayed up. And see, this is something that we should know. And see, we don't have to spend all of our time, because, see, God is fair. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter says, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. So God is letting us know that our time does not have to be totally consumed by doing things for him. He gives us a little leisure time, because what the word is basically saying is that God had an off day. They say he rested. So if we look at this, you know, I mean, and we're supposed to, you know, lift him up continually, but I'm just saying that sometimes the burdens doing for the Lord, if we're not careful, sometimes it could be a burden upon you. And a burden in such a way that, you know, you have so many people out there that's dedicated to doing what it is that they wanted, that they should do for the Lord, that they lose their evaluation. They become spiritual bullies. And God does not want any one of us to be a spiritual bully. He wants us to just tell the people what thus says the Lord and go about our Father's business. So moving right along, he has given us that opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's an opportunity and it's a warning at the same time. It's telling us not to procrastinate, not to put things off that we could do for him today. Because as I was saying, in his fairness, he's not going to force you to do anything. Now, if we go to Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, it says, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now, this means to me that I'm not only supposed to treat Brother Brown and other listeners who is holding up the bloodstained banner, I'm not only supposed to treat them well and treat them, but I'm supposed to say that treat everyone. So that lowly person that people look down on, that, you know, that beggar at the gas station or at the liquor store, at whatever, you know, or that camped out at the restaurant. Now, when Paul, the beggar was outside of the beautiful gate, or the gate beautiful, and he was begging, he was saying, alms for the child of misfortune. Alms for the child of misfortune. So Paul told him that, say, gold and silver have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. So you can do good to somebody without having to come out of your pocket. What I'm saying,
that's right,
my brothers and my sisters, is that if you give them the word, you gave them everything that they need. So we're supposed to do good. But see, sometimes we be so selective in our giving that we overlook that lowly man or that lowly woman, that one that does not want to be criticized because they're going through a bad time in their life. But it also says here, especially those who are the household of faith. So when we see a brother or a sister that's struggling, we're supposed to immediately go to assist them. We're supposed to do good to them, not be critical of them, not be like the Levite and that priest that seen the man on the Jericho road and one passed him on one side and one passed him on the other side. I'm not supposed to look on these type of people and not try to provide them with any type of assistance. I'm not supposed to say, man, I told you don't you go over there on Mack Avenue. I told you there was a whole bunch of cutthroats over there. So this self-righteous attitude that we have, but see, the thing about that you ain't told him nothing. It was God that was speaking through you to tell and to warn that individual to stay away from that. So sometimes we take credit where we need no credit or where no credit due. We tell people, say, you know, we take credit for something that God has given us. We turn it to what I call a glory thief. And so let me tell you about another missed opportunity. Over there in Luke 14, chapter verses 16 through 24, he said to them, a man once gave a great banquet, and he invited a whole lot of people there. And at the time of the banquet, he sent the servant out to recruit people in, to come in and say, you know, I want you to enjoy this banquet with me. And there were three individuals there that they didn't take advantage of that opportunity. Now, let me tell you about them. It says, but they all alike began to make excuses. Now, can you imagine how we have made excuses? Well, you know, I would come, but well, let me tell you the excuses that these people made. One said, "I bought a field, and you know, I'm going to test that field out." Another one said, "I just bought 5 yoke of oxen, sight unseen, and I just want to examine them. Please excuse me." Now the other one said, "You know I would come, but I'm on my honeymoon, and you know the wife and I have not consummated our relationship, and you know there ain't no time like the present, and you know I don't want to be called every time somebody wants something." But see, there's a consequence. There's a consequence when we procrastinate, when we miss out on those opportunities that God has given us. So, as we're saying, we have to remove those excuses out of our mouth. Why? Because God is not pleased with that. Now, we're going to move over to Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 1 and 46, and I'm just telling you where it's located that you could do the research and the reading yourself. But see, that was a comparison. They said the kingdom of heaven was like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And so, as the story goes, the midnight was rapidly approaching, and it was time to go into the great feast. It was time to go into the great dinner. Now, listen at this missed opportunity. So, the 5 that had the flask of oil, they went in, but the 5 foolish, the ones that, and see, this is what we do sometimes. We tell people I'm not going to do nothing for you. But why? Because you had the same opportunity that I had. I have no sympathy for you. So they told him, they said, look, this is what you can do. It's a 24-hour Walmart not too far away from here. If y'all hurry up down there, you might can make it back in time. But then, you know, the Lord operates on a time schedule. So they did what they had to do, but then when they come, it was too late for them to gain entry. So this is another missed opportunity that the Lord has presented them with that they were not able to take advantage of. So we're going to move right along because, see, this missed opportunity is beginning to plague our land. During this pandemic, it was no greater time than now to get to know the Lord a whole lot better than what we do. Because he said that he would hide us. He would hide us. He would go into our secret closet and hide. And he would come in and he would commune with us. How many opportunities that we have during this time, even now, to commune with the Lord, but we missed that opportunity because we were doing something else. Something else was more important than spending time with the Lord. Now, we're going to go over to Revelation, the second chapter and the 21st verse, where the angel of the Lord is speaking, and he's telling the woman, see, I gave her ample enough time to repent, but she repented not. So look at that. If God has given you time to do something and you didn't take advantage of that, what is that? That's another missed opportunity that we didn't have. Another missed opportunity that we squandered. So I'm going to give you a few examples that you may have or might can identify with. How many times have you, the Lord put somebody on your mind and you said to yourself, I'm going to call them tomorrow and see how they do. And before you know it, before they passed away that night or something serious happened to them, and, you know, and how many funerals have we attended? Whereas we say, I was just thinking about this person and I am no longer in a position to tell them that I love them. I'm no longer in a position to let them know that they really mean a lot to me. So I'm just saying that we can't let this opportunity slide by us. God is waiting on us to make that move. He's tired of us procrastinating. How many times have we, as I was saying, we were thinking about somebody and or we wanted to tell our children or our loved ones, give them a warning that danger was coming. And see, sometimes we get so high and mighty with the things that we do. This is what we do. We get so tired and so frustrated. The expression that is used is that if you see a fool, bump his head. And how many times have our children did things and we just got so tired that we say, okay, well, you're gonna learn the hard way. Now, I know that I listened to Pastor King a few weeks ago, and, you know, I guess all of our mothers remind us of each other's mothers. Well, he said that he got into a little spot of trouble, and when his mother finally came down on him, she said, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm going to whoop you for old, and I'm going to whoop you for new. So we're not getting away with anything. We're not sliding walls or none of these things, because God, when his wrath come down, we are in some serious, serious trouble. So we cannot allow ourselves not to warn God's people, because it says that if a brother, over in Galatians, the 6th chapter, it says that if a brother is overcome in a fault, it gives us specific instructions there. It says restore him gently.
That's
now,
right.
The last thing somebody need to hear when they come back from their journeys out there in the world is for some self-righteous person to start browbeating them and tell them, you shouldn't have been out there in the first place. That's not something that somebody that love God should be telling somebody. Let God tell them. But see, the humbleness that they exhibit when they come back, because that prodigal son, he left arrogantly, but he came back with a contrite spirit. He left bold, but he come back humble. And all of us that have church and left out of the church but then went back in the church, it takes almost all the strength that you could muster to go back in there, because you have 1,000 reasons to stay out there in the street or wherever it is that you decide you want to go. Stay with, you know, Miss Lulabelle. But one reason to go back in the church, and that's because you love the Lord. That's because you need the Lord. So we cannot allow that opportunity to slip by. Now, over here in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, right around the 6th verse, when the Lord is asking the watchman, he said, watchman, what is the night? Did you warn my people of the danger to come? Now, we don't like to go political or anything like that, but if the Lord said go there, then I got to go there. A few years ago, when this pandemic, before the pandemic struck, it was a certain person in high authority had an opportunity to tell the people, to warn the people, to blow the trumpet. Y'all better prepare, because there's something coming in this direction that, but this individual did not do that. But the word says that if you don't warn them, their blood is going to be on your hands. Now, I want to straighten this out.
That's right.
They said their blood's going to be on your hands if they should happen to perish with what you did not warn them about. Don't exonerate them, things that they may have done that was contrary to God. But if you do not warn them and do not tell them about the danger that impending doom, then unfortunately it's going to be on you. So we have
That's
to be
right.
extra careful about that. Now, we're moving along right along. So we're going to go over here to say, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. So in other words, we're not supposed to participate in those things that is against God. This goes with one of Brother Brown's favorite scriptures, and that's work while it's day, because the night comes.
Yes,
no man
Lord.
Work. So
that's right.
We have to take advantage of that opportunity. Have to take advantage of that opportunity in such a way that we let people know. And see, you could do it's a more excellent way. You could let people know, no, I don't do that. And you could let them know you don't do that without condemning them. Got to find a more excellent way. Now I want to back up to Proverbs, the first chapter, 24th verse, because something came to my attention that I want to share with you, and it's something that's real interesting. Okay, now the Lord is speaking and said, because I have called you and you refuse to listen, I stretched out my hand and no one heeded, because you have ignored my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. Now, that kind of like make me, that froze, I got froze in my clothes when I heard that. Now, who other than Satan will laugh at you when you run into a little spot of trouble? How many times have your friends talked you into doing something, and then they did, you know, go on, man, go ahead and do it. And then all of a sudden things don't go right, and they're the first one to call you, fool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying to myself that Satan is the only one that will laugh at you, but God's word is saying, I will also laugh.
Lord
at
Jesus.
Your calamity. So that right there kind of struck me when he said, I will also, so is somebody else that's laughing at you. And the only person that I could think of that will laugh at you at your times of distress, and that's Satan, because he said that you didn't listen to me. You refused to listen. Well, guess what? You listen to Satan. Now, how many times have our parents told us, no, boy, no, girl, you didn't listen to me. You go back where you got that. Really an interesting thought that came into my mind. I mean, it's just, don't get me wrong now, it's just speculation on my part. And I have to do some more research on that to find out who God is also laughing with at your calamity. Now, we're not supposed to laugh at people's calamity, but due to our disobedience, then I can see why, you know, why the Lord will say, hey, I told you, it ain't nothing that I could do for you because you wouldn't listen. Your head was hard. Now we're going to move over here to Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 6th verse, and it instructs us to train up a child in the way in which he should go. Did we miss our opportunity to raise our children right? Or were we so selfish with our time that they emulate us, they smoking and drinking and doing all the things that we've seen them, I mean, that they've seen us do? So did we train? Did we miss that opportunity? You know, do we say to ourselves when people pass away, when I could, I wouldn't. Not that I want to, and I can't. But we put ourselves in that type of a position that the opportunity ran out and then it no longer exists for us. And see, that's when you find people jumping off of bridges and everything because they become so guilt-ridden because they had that opportunity. They missed that opportunity. So I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, while the blood is running warm in your veins, don't miss out on the numerous opportunities that God has given us every day. He's given us an opportunity to be better stewards. He's given us opportunities to spread his word. We've got to overcome that fear because sometimes we're more scared to tell people what thus said the Lord than we are to dare God to do something about it. We got more fear of man than we do of God. So, as I was saying, we have to be able to, when these opportunities come, because sometimes these opportunities do not return to us. Sometimes these opportunities can cause us our life. Sometimes it can cause us great distress, great woe. So, if I was you, I would consider these missed opportunities that, as I was saying, and nobody is exempt from that. All of us have procrastinated on something one way or the other and put off that we have been assigned to do, thinking that we have a little bit more time to secure without delay. So, I thank you. I don't know where the time went to tonight. It just looked like it just flew by. But I just thank you for the privilege and the pleasure of your time and let you know, don't let these opportunities, these last few opportunities that we have to do something for God, to change our life around, to be better people, be better brothers and sisters. And, you know, it says that we're supposed to reconcile. Time for us, some of us, to reconcile, because that scenario that I painted to you earlier, you might not have that opportunity to tell that loved one that you love them. You might not have that opportunity to hug that person again or be graced with their presence. So we have to move ourselves out the way and let those opportunities manifest themselves in us. Amen. And I'll turn you back over to the hands of Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Deacon Marvin Cox, you did it again. You gave us what the Lord gave you, and I like how you gave us all the different many scriptures to back up what you was giving us in this word on tonight. Missed opportunities, and that is so true, because I've seen it happen many times. People, and I've done it my own self, and the word is true, that I knew that the Lord had placed somebody on my heart to call. And I knew I should have reached out and called them then, or to pray for them when they asked for prayer. And I put it off, thinking I had more time to do it. Before I knew it, I got a call or a knock on the door saying that somebody, so such and such a person has passed away. And I, like you said, missed that opportunity. And that opportunity would never come again. So we're not the only ones. I think we're all guilty of that in one form or another. But thank God he gave us another chance. So we thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that it has been received by every listener on tonight. So at this time, the phone lines are open for anyone that may have a question for Deacon Marvin Cox pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement. We all stand in need of encouragement. So if you want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. Anyone?
Yes, Deacon Cox, you did it again. And like you said, we all are guilty of saying, well, I'm going to call so-and-so tomorrow, or I'm going to call so-and-so this day. And before we know it, so-and-so is already gone. So we all guilty.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I said it covers everybody. Amen.
Yes,
It does. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King.
Thank you, baby.
Anyone else?
Good evening, Brother Cox. That was a wonderful message. And you definitely spoke the truth tonight, because we all are guilty of missing the opportunities. But I want to know, is it because that we miss these opportunities? Could it be because we're not in tune with the Lord and the Holy Spirit, like when he be talking to us and telling us to do these things? Is that why we miss them?
Well, I got an answer for you with that. Okay. That's part of the reason. But Galatians 5 and 13 tells us about this. It's for you called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for flesh, but through love. Okay, so the flesh gets in the way, because sometimes the love that we have, and that flesh is so powerful that it makes us miss out on opportunities. And we do have to get in tune with God. But there's a lot of people that are in tune with God that has still let those opportunities go by because they was pursuing the lust of their flesh.
Mm-hmm. Now you hit the nail on the head. You said it right.
All right now.
You broke that
all
thing
right,
down.
All right, thank you.
You made that clear.
I'm telling you.
You know, but Sister Gwen, that was a good question, Sister Gwen Walker. That was a real good question, because sometimes it is the Holy Spirit that will touch our hearts and prick our hearts and minds and let us know that there's some things we should do and we don't do it. But yes, so sometimes the Holy Spirit will talk to us and speak to our hearts, but we refuse, we still don't do it. But then, like Deacon Marvin Cox said, sometimes it's not that the Holy Spirit didn't nudge us, but sometimes we let our flesh override what the Holy Spirit has told us to do, and we don't do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's look at
all of us.
Adam. Okay, we can go back to Adam and Eve. They missed out on the opportunity. Why? Because of the flesh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
example.
Amen.
That's a perfect example. That's right, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Well, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else while we have Deacon Barbara Cox still on the line, because the lines are still open, anyone else? I don't want anyone to miss out on your time and opportunity to give him words of encouragement. Well, I just want to say, Deacon Barbara Cox, you are always on point with what God gives you to deliver to his people. And so you continue to stay faithful to God, and you continue to redeem your time and spending quality time with the Lord, so you can have the right words to say and share with us, the listeners, as God speaks to your heart, as to what to say to us through his word. So you continue to stay faithful, continue to listen to the Lord, so you can continue to bring forth more powerful messages, as you always do, even not only the word of God, but through the poems of inspiration that you always share with us. And I want to say to you on tonight, thank you for that first poem. And God be willing, if there's anybody that's from Texas that may be listening in on tonight, that may have been experienced the mass shooting, recent mass shooting, if those parents or relatives are not listening, maybe there's someone in the area that may be listening on tonight, and they can share this web platform with them, the website, so that they can be blessed by that poem on tonight. We thank you for sharing that poem, and not only that one, then the poem about regarding time. Both of them were very inspirational and very helpful to each and one of us as listeners on tonight. So we thank God for you, Deacon Margaret Cox. So don't think that your labor is in vain, what you're doing for the Lord. Not only you, but all doers of God's word. When we are doing God's word, when we are being doers of God's word, and we're doing it from our hearts, then thank God that's what he looks at, our hearts. How we are doing what he called us to do, if we're doing it sincerely from our hearts, they're going to give him glory, honor, and praise. That's why it's so important that we pray for one another, because we're all experiencing something. We're all going through something. As sisters and brothers in Christ, we are encouraged to continue to pray for one another, continue to lift each other up in prayer, continue to encourage one another in God's word, so we can stay faithful as we are working in this battlefield called life. That God will get the glory through each one of our lives individually, then as a corporate body of believers together. So we're going to thank God once again for you, Dick and Marvin Cox, and every listener that faithfully tunes in. We get ready to close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your word that you have sent forth through your man of God, Dick and Marvin Cox, on tonight. We thank you for that word. We thank you that your word is true, and your word comes to reveal a light to us, to show us ourselves according to your word, that we can become better doers of your word and not just hearers only, that we can not waste our time, the time that you give us, that we can use it to be a blessing to others, that we can use the time that you give us, that you will get the glory out of our lives. So we thank you for this word that has come forth on tonight through Dick and Marvin Cox. Continue to bless him, the books of his hands, and every faithful doer of your word, all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts, that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. On tonight, I want you all to know that there will not be a broadcast on this coming Saturday night. There will not be a broadcast on this coming Saturday night. I have another assignment that I have to attend to, so that I will not be able to do the show on this coming Saturday night. But we will be back on the following Thursday night, the 16th of June, where Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be bringing forth God's word on Thursday night, June 16th. Again, I will not be doing a show this coming Saturday night. So if you know of anyone that faithfully tunes in to listen to this platform, please let them know that there will not be a broadcast this coming Saturday night. We will be back on Thursday night, June 16th at 8 o'clock p.m. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.